Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. To fight the fraud problem, Governor Tim Walz announced his new plan to overhaul the way the Department of Human Services operates. The proposal would streamline how services are delivered to agencies and centralize the entire department.
This fraud that took place in that happens downstream in places. It's more difficult to get a handle on it. The system needs to be centralized. Counties are telling us what the problems are. What we're saying is we're taking more accountability for it. We're giving a better insight into it, and we're putting the experts that know what they need to do in charge of that.
Republicans were quick to respond, saying the governor's plan is taking too long to address the problem. Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls says, quote, DHS is years behind in performing site visits, decades behind in technology, and is barely able to meet legislative deadlines. The governor says he's willing to work with both sides. House Republicans want Governor Tim Walz to opt into a 2027 federal tax credit that would give taxpayers money back for donations to approved scholarship-granting organizations. So much so, they're pushing a bill to solidify it. Representative Ben Bakeberg of Jordan, principal of Jordan Middle School, explains the bill's potential.
There's about 300 million taxpayers in Minnesota. Multiply that by the $1,700 tax credit, that's about $5 billion.
Bakeberg says if we don't opt into this, those credit dollars will be sent out to other states' SGOs that use the program. Republicans say the donations can be used for tutoring, extracurriculars, and special services. Before a moment of silence, the Minnesota Senate heard from DFL Senator Heather Gustafson of Vadnais Heights about First Class Sergeant Nicole Amore of White Bear Lake. 39-year-old Amore was killed in Kuwait last week in the initial drone strike on Iran.
Sergeant Amore had served our nation for many years. She was 39 years old, a mother of two, and like so many in the reserve, she balanced family life at home with a commitment to serve something greater than herself. And as her husband Joey shared recently, she was almost home.
Five other reserve soldiers were killed with Amore. So far, seven U.S. soldiers have died in this conflict. Minnesota's Chief Justice will not issue restrictions on federal agents conducting immigration enforcement in and around state courthouses. Chief Justice Natalie Hudson says she doesn't have constitutional authority to limit federal law enforcement activity, warning that doing so could appear political. The request came from Attorney General Keith Ellison and several county prosecutors following high-profile detainments during Operation Metro Surge. Essentia Health says it's provided more than $539 million in community contributions over the past fiscal year. As a nonprofit, Essentia says these contributions include charity care, discounted care for uninsured patients, and services that aren't fully reimbursed by Medicare or Medicaid, which is more than half of its patients. The Minnesota Wild open a four-game homestand tonight with a game against the Utah Mammoth. The homestand features the Flyers on Thursday, the Rangers on Saturday, and the Maple Leafs on Sunday. The Minnesota Timberwolves play the LA Lakers late tonight on the West Coast. The Wolves had their five-game win streak snapped with a 119-92 loss to the Magic Saturday at Target Center. This is MNN.